Hello, hello. Welcome to my station here. This is Melody Hero. So I wanted to talk just a little bit about something I did notice that kind of slipped my mind before. Has to do with camgirls. Again, if you don't know, camgirls are like kind of like live porn stars on the internet, in chat rooms, in clip videos. We're all up in there on the internet. Some of us don't even, you know, do anything sexual. Some of us do. You know, it depends on, just depends on what we want to do and how lucky we get, I suppose. So what I did notice was, you know, I have only met, I've met two cam girls and I've converted one. From a stripper to a cam girl, so she's kind of like a hybrid stripper cam girl hybrid, and I think she was camming for a lot actually, but she didn't quit stripping, so you can't take the stripper out of the club out of the cam girl. I don't know, I try to make you jokes. I apologize. I did notice that at least with the first two, who are cam girls before I even met them, they have, and including me, we all have like this escapism kind of thing going on. Like, first example, my friend, let's call her Daria, right? She was 12 years old when she was adopted, and she was renamed when she was 12. That's pretty late to rename somebody. I don't know what kind of fucked up that made her, but I mean, I didn't feel like asking at the time, and we're not too close, so I don't know. I have like a very strong feeling about her that she came out here to live in Las Vegas by herself. You know, it's like, I feel like she's definitely like running for something. I don't think she mentioned once that she has a brother, but not much like else of anybody to lean on, family wise and then same with let's call second one Luis. Luis is like a lot more chipper, but you know, she's got a lot of issues, and she's also an open book, so which is great, because I like it when people are open books, because so am I. she had a bunch of issues with her dad being a sexual predator towards her, and you know, she was the victim of a lot of sexual abuse, and she thank God escaped that. But it was due to kind of someone else's heroism. Not a bad person, but as far as I know. But it's just like she moved, you know, she got a plane ticket and just left right before her dad was going to move her somewhere else, where she would be isolated from everybody, pretty much. Very scary thought. And then with me, I was emotionally and physically abused by my dad, and isolated, wasn't allowed to listen to music. I wasn't even, yeah, it's a huge deal when I could listen to music finally at 16 years old, listen to Pink Floyd for the first time, and it was a big deal. That's why I'm called Melody Hero, because I feel like music was more like my hero than a lot of things. Definitely picked up my soul from the bottom of my body, and you know, showed me I could be a person too, you know, not just a victim. Yeah, so I just noticed that is this a coincidence? Maybe. I guess I'll have to find out the more cam girls I meet, but hey, don't judge. Here's some tunes, alright? Anyway, I know I did spell escapism wrong on there. I don't know how to change it after posting it. It's all good though. I'm sure you guys know what escapism, even without an E, means. Right, so escapism. I've had this kind of thing, this kind of feeling for a long time. An escapism complex, or I'm actually not sure what you would call it, you know, clinically at a psychiatrist's office. Why can I not talk today? Sorry. It's my big old teeth in the way. Escapism. I have been watching Alice in Wonderland since I was a little kid. And I loved it, and I just felt something, like, so connected to it. And then I grew up, I loved Coraline as a teen, and then when I grew up even more, I loved Pan's Labyrinth, which is, by Guillermo del Toro. Jesus. Great movie. Highly recommend you guys watch Pan's Labyrinth. Highly, highly recommend you watch it. Everybody needs to watch it. It's in Spanish, but it has subtitles, okay? Chill. Gringos. Okay? It's all about escapism. And I felt so connected to this and these girls who would run away from their bad situations. Peter Pan. Oh my god, Peter Pan. It has such a Peter Pan complex. I thought he was real pretty much up until middle school. I was hoping one day he'd come and take me away from my awful situation at home. Unfortunately, he never did. I had one dream where he did. That was trippy. We were hanging out in, like, Neverland or something. He never came, like, and took me away or anything, but, you know. Nice lad. In my dream. You ever meet someone in your dream, like, they're a dick? But you never met them in real life, like, a famous person? Like, specifically, I'm thinking of someone specific. I had a dream that I met Jim Morrison. He was a dick. But I love The Doors, I love his music, I love everything about Jim Morrison. But he's a huge dick. Peter Pan was nicer. More of a gentleman. I don't know where I'm going with this. Oh dear. Yeah. I have issues. I want to run away all the time. And I think once I was tripping at the pool and I looked down in the water and I was like, you know, I heard like a more higher power of a voice talk to me and say, you know, you can, like, move away as far as you want, but, you know, your problems are gonna go move with you because, you know, they're always in your head, man. They're always in your head. And I was like, yep, that's right. Yep, I gotta deal with them. Yep. Because they go around with me because they're attached. You know, screwed. Oh, I cannot talk. Jeez. What am I on? They're just screwed tightly in my head. And I can't unscrew my head, so I've tried. Can't do it. Anyway, sorry for the babbling and the falling down the stairs version of talking. Thank you for that. Thank you for listening to that. If you've listened all the way to the end of this, thank you. You're my new best friend. Thank you. I'll make you something. An award. I'll draw a picture for you. Anything. Alright, now let's put some tunes on. Tunes! Anyway, I was thinking about, issues, right? I got issues, we got issues. The world has issues. And there's no use hiding it, you know. Just be an open book and tell everyone. Because you know what? I bet your neighbor has issues. I bet your cousins have issues, but your aunts and uncles have issues, your teachers have issues, everybody has issues. If you don't, you're a damn lucky fool. But yeah, I got issues. And hopefully, by talking about them, I can check myself to make sure that I don't continue the cycle of abuse. Cycle of abuse is passed on through generation and generation and generation, and you won't really think that you're always a victim of it too. You know, you're always going to be a victim of it, even when you do it to someone else, because you don't realize you just became your parent. You know, and that's a horrible, horrible feeling, and it feels like it's completely out of your power. But really, you just kept it unchecked. You kept the cycle of abuse unchecked. Maybe you brushed it off. Oh, I'll never become like my parents. Oh, no, never, never. No, you will. Oh, no, you will. Yes, you will. They raised you. You will probably become like them. Because there's not really that many other people that raised you. So whether that's your parents or your grandparents or whoever raised you, it's like you're probably going to end up quite a lot like them. In your behaviors, mannerisms, sometimes in your frustrations and how you take out your frustrations. So we all gotta keep ourselves in check when we lose ourselves to our emotions sometimes. When we get angry, when we get frustrated, when we get sad. Who do we turn to? Who do we turn into? Think about that. I admit it, I have physically hit one of my actually he's my current husband at the time he was my boyfriend, and you know, not very hard. I have little bird arms that are easily broken, but it's hard enough that it hurt him, and in a way I knew it was mostly emotional pain that he was feeling, and that he got upset from. And I felt just so incredibly bad. It was like, I could never hurt myself as much as I hurt myself when I hurt him, if that makes any sense. It was like, oh, I wish I could just punch myself in the gut right now because it's what I deserve. But even that wouldn't even make up for it, you know? And of course, you know, we got past it. Something took over me. It was like something completely controlled me. Really, really difficult to tell that that was me doing it in such a heated moment. But, and especially guys, you gotta look out if you're so really strong. I mean, yeah, I hit him, but, you know, I didn't do any damage. Thank God. But if you guys are big, you know, tough guys, you gotta watch out. Please know that, you know, you're strong and you need to be extra aware of your surroundings and how fragile everyone else is, like physically, so you don't hurt anyone, you know, or hurt anyone more than you intended to, even though you shouldn't intend to hurt people at all. Break the cycle of abuse, guys. Keep yourselves in check, please. Think about your parents, think about what they did wrong, think about what they did right, and try and learn from it the best you can. And then, don't pick up those habits. They're just too easy to pick up, you know, smoking, getting angry, yelling, blaming other people, gaslighting. Don't do it, just put it all down. You know, let there be peace for once. The peace that you never had, you know? That'd be nice. Anyway, alright, so I'm trying to do that thing where I reach out to the community and, you know, we all become friends and, you know, it's great. I'm totally not nervous at all. So what do you guys think? I'd love to hear if you have any opinions on the matter. Do you know what it's like to have escapism complexes? Or Do you think it's kind of silly? Honestly, just let me know, like, what you think, because what you think is important. What do you feel about the cycle of abuse? Do you think it's real or not? Do any of you guys suffer from like household abuse, like as a, like childhood abuse, or are you in an abusive situation, like a domestic partnership that's maybe not too healthy, maybe a bit toxic right now? Let me know about your situation. I'd love to hear from you. And I'd love to talk to you. I actually used to work at as a staff member on a domestic violence hotline, crisis hotline. So I'd love to hear from you. It'd be kind of like old times, but you know, there'd be no hanging up the phone when someone doesn't qualify. You all qualify here. All right, that would be great. Just leave me a call in or two, and let's get to know each other a bit better. This is Melody with the Camaro Circus, inspired by a particular song, the Webcam Girl Zoo. You guys should check out my YouTube. It's in the description, I think. I did do a kind of YouTube, like a YouTube song. What's it called? Like a music video, of myself sped up, just doing camp stuff. No nudity, of course. You know, I had to clip that part out. But that song is, if you listen to the lyrics, actually very good. It's a very little known band, and yeah, it's like level 12 indie hipster garbage. Anyway, not garbage, it's great. It's really good. Just listen to it. Okay. Okay, I'm done. Alright, guys. Keep me posted, alright? Don't be a stranger. Later, alligators.